Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a pretty fascinating corner of the tech world. It promises to simplify something I think many of us dread, those repetitive back office tasks. Mm-hmm. Our source for this is a recent launch announcement off Product Hunt, spotlighting a new platform. It's called Asteroid.
Yeah, and our mission today really is to unpack how Asteroid is approaching AI automation maybe a bit differently. Especially, you know, how it empowers users.
Right.
And what its emergence could mean for the future of work. I mean, for both technical folks and non-technical individuals.
Okay, so let's unpack this then. Asteroid is all about AI browser agents for your back office, built in seconds.
Yeah.
That's the headline claim.
It's a big claim.
It is. It claims anyone, engineers or non-technical users, can reliably automate browser tasks and get this, up to 20 times faster.
And what's fascinating here is the core thinking behind it. The co-founders, David Melcock and Joe, they noticed something. These do-everything AI agents, they often just fell short, weren't reliable. So Asteroid focuses instead on creating like hundreds of specialized rock-solid agents. You build them in minutes, apparently, and they run flawlessly for specific tasks.
Right. Specialized, not general.
Exactly. Which immediately brings up a pretty important question. Who should be building these kinds of powerful agents, you know?
And here's where I think it gets really interesting. Asteroid believes that the domain experts, mm-hmm. not just engineers, but the people who actually know the job inside out, should be able to easily build reliable, customizable agents.
So take an insurance broker, for example, someone who's maybe pulling quotes manually from a dozen different portals right now. It's tedious.
Holy. Hours of work.
With Asteroid, the idea is they could build their own agent in maybe just 10 minutes, you know, without needing to explain every single click to a developer.
That eliminates a huge bottleneck right there.
It really does. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, the actual real-world applications they mention are quite compelling. Well, the sources talk about automating complex insurance quoting, like we just mentioned, speeding up patient data entry in healthcare systems.
Oh, that's a big one.
Huge. Retrieving invoices from supplier portals, even integrating voice agents seamlessly with older legacy back office systems. It really shows how practical this could be.
Okay, so it sounds powerful, but how user-friendly is it really? Especially for someone who doesn't code. Hmm. What's the process look like?
Well, it seems designed to be remarkably straightforward. The platform combines natural language prompts.
Okay, so you just type what you want.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Along with scripts and specialized tools, but it's all presented in these clear visual workflows. The key thing is no coding required.
Yeah.
You can instantly run your agent, interact with it, refine it using chat, making it accessible to pretty much anyone who understands the task itself.
And I suppose the rock solid part comes from the tech underneath. It can't just be the interface.
No, exactly. There is mention of underlying robustness, things like a browser live view so you can see what it's doing, real-time AI chat control.
Mm-hmm. And specialized DOM-based AI models, which basically means the AI understands the structure of the web page, not just what it looks like. That should make it more resilient when websites change.
That's always the problem with web automation, isn't it? Things breaking.
Always. And what's also notable is their focus on, let's call it enterprise readiness. Persistent authenticated browsers, credential management. It's IPO compliant already. SOC2 is underway.
Okay, so they're serious about security and compliance.
Absolutely. Which suggests they're really aiming this at critical business uses, not just casual automation. They even had this fun launch thing, a browser agent AGI escape room challenge.
Ah, really?
Yeah. You build and improve an agent to, like, escape a rogue AGI's website. The top 10 fastest got an Asteroid hoodie. A neat way to get people hands-on.
Nice. And what are people saying? Early users.
The feedback highlighted seems really positive. Maria Luque Anguita tested it for a complex browser task, called it incredible how fast it did the job.
Another user, Davide Locatelli, used it for healthcare admin tasks. Praised the intuitive interface and robust infrastructure. Called it a game-changing product for healthcare and beyond.
High praise. It really seems to hit that point about empowering the expert.
Exactly. When the person with the knowledge can build the tool directly.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Asteroid seems to present this powerful vision where highly specialized, really reliable automation is potentially within reach for everyone, not just programmers.
Yeah, it's about empowering the people who understand the problem best to build their own specific solutions.
Makes sense.
And this raises, I think, an important question to ponder. If these kinds of specialized AI agents can effectively handle more of the routine, repetitive stuff, what new, maybe higher level challenges will human experts be freed up to tackle? Something to think about as you consider the future of work and maybe even your own daily processes.